Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the FPOV podcast. I'm your host, DJ FPO, and we'll be going over my POV of creating my documentary for the Dominican Women's Lacrosse team here at Dominican University of California. Before we get into the podcast, this episode is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California. All right, let's get into it. So, last episode, we talked about the first week of games. That was a load of fun to talk about. It was the start of their regular season. Basically, the first half of the home games was that week. And this week's episode, we will be talking about their last half of their home games. So we'll be talking about their first game against Saginaw Valley State, and the production of it was pretty good. I had my coworker taking photos, so we just stood side to side talking about the game and basically just talking about how to take these photos, how to take these shots correctly, and basically how to figure out what's a good shot with the lighting, because it was really sunny out, and creating the video for it, for the senior day video, it was kind of hard to figure out whether or not the lighting was the problem or not, but whether it was editing the lighting was the issue. But the lighting, usually with the sun being out like that, since it was sunny out, it like made this really like large glare from the field to become like really bright. So you know how the turf field at Dominican Canelli Field is green with the sun and with the lighting bouncing off towards the camera lens, it would just turn out really bright and glary like. So just filming that game, it was either going to be 50-50 whether or not it was going to work filming it with the lighting, but I know how to adapt to stuff like that, whether or not to change the settings or to just find the right shot or more of a comfortable shot when filming or taking photos. Well, the score was really high between the two. It was 23-2 for the final score. Us, because we won that game. So I think I got a good amount of clips to use for my documentary. A lot of goals that stood out. I've been doing this style where wherever I see like a really good goal or like something that I know that I should probably post on socials, I would after I get the clip, I would just put my hand over the camera lens where you don't really see anything. Take like a 1 second like clip of that, just to know that the clip before that blacked out clip is the clip that I want to use for socials. Use a good amount of that actually. So it was good. I think after looking back, I got a good amount of clips, so I think we were good for that. Saginaw Valley, we play them again on Friday for Dominican Senior Day. So I'm pretty excited to see whether or not the coaches put in the bench players, because on Sunday when they played Saginaw Valley, they went all out for the first like half, having over like 15 shots at half. So they did put, I'm not going to lie, they did put their bench players out right after the halftime. So But yeah, it was good. So yeah, for this segment, for their second game of that week, they played Wilmington out of Delaware. I've never heard of this team before, I'm not gonna lie, but unfortunately, Wilmington did beat us 11-8. Heartbreaker to have an unbeaten record, but you know, they learn. They just gotta learn how to overcome that, learn how to fix the mistakes, because they won't play them again, but they will have more better opponents in the future. And to my opinion, that game was winnable for sure. I just think that Wilmington's defense did press out a little bit on our top scorers, but that didn't really stop our grad transfer Ryan to score 5 goals in that game. But production wise, I'd say it was pretty good. Lighting was literally the same as the last game. It was sunny, but it didn't really put like a glare effect on the field this time. It was kind of like, it did put it a little bit, but like it wasn't as bad as the last game. But the production wise, again, it was good. My coworker was there again, so he basically just talked about how take these photos and videos. So it was good to compare knowledge with that. I'm more of a field videographer and photographer, more than an indoor photographer or videographer. As much as I like filming basketball, I'm more of an outdoor sports videographer. Just because I'm more used to it. I've always played outdoor sports too, so it was just kind of easy to like know what clips to use for socials and to post them. But looking back, I got a lot of good clips defense wise, because since the score was pretty low than the average that they have been producing, and it was pretty low for the opponents too, so it was good to have some defensive clips for the documentary, because there are a group full of defenders that are seniors this year, so it was good to like get some clips of them, put that in the documentary. But speaking about the documentary so far, it has been a grind. I think we are at 15 minutes now with all the games, including the senior day game film, which is Friday's game. I think so far I've been creating this trailer for the documentary, making it very dramatic. In the beginning, put up a black and white clip of the final like 30 seconds of last year's championship game of the conference, of the MEC conference championship, making that pretty dramatic, and then going straight forward to like a montage, like a training montage, and you know, adding some game clips to it. So it's pretty good. Been working on that lately. But going back to the Wilmington game, it was good. Final notes for it. Production-wise, I think I could have made it better with... It's kind of hard to, like, give myself some... Well, I could do better notes, you know? Because looking back, I can't really fix it. But I do know what to do better on next time I do film, whenever I get the chance to film them. So I think I did a little bit better with the Saginaw Valley, the next Saginaw Valley game, their final home game, their senior day. So yeah. This last segment is the senior day. It was kind of fast. I feel like March ended quickly already for me, for this documentary. It didn't end, but like the home games ended so quick for me that I thought I'd be able to film them in April as well, just so I have something to do and so I could also work on the documentary and adding all those game clips to, or like a game highlight for the documentary. So far I'm able to make the documentary, or to make game highlights with the spring break that Dominican had this past week. So we are all caught up. But yeah, coming back to Saginaw Valley, their senior day. It was fun. Or a lot of the seniors had a great time with their final game. One of my closest friends, she's a senior. She has been injured lately. Or recently. Oh, lately, yeah. She has been injured lately. And she had the chance to get on the field, dress up, play the full game. And she did good. She didn't injure herself more, luckily. But she had a good time. Her family was there. Her best friends were there. And overall, not just her, but all the seniors, it was good to see like their families being there. Because when I started doing this, I was able to see my older friends getting their names called up and having their family and their friends walk them, taking their photos, you know, just celebrating them. So I think it was good to celebrate the senior class, the ones that grew and took care of this amazing team. So yeah, I think it was good to capture that moment. But yeah, it was also sunny. I've been talking about how sunny it is lately. Yeah, I feel like we're gonna see more of the sun being out towards the games. So, you know, I'm gonna have to figure out how to adapt to the lighting towards from the field. But you know, I know how to adapt. I know how to change. I know how to fix my problems too. So going back from the start of January, I feel like I could have done a little bit more in filming, like just getting all like the filming more clips that maybe I won't use, just so like maybe I could use that if I don't have enough. Just getting more clips in general. I think I'm getting a lot better with getting B-roll footage than I did when I first started doing videography. And I've been doing some new techniques on basically just upping my game with editing. Right, I'm adding some new wipe transitions, adding some different transitions into my shots. So yeah, I've been using that lately for game highlights to post on socials for for the team. So I think overall, keep on working on my craft, working on my skills as a videographer and editor. Even just hearing like criticism too. I like hearing criticism, and like that helps me fix my mistakes, and you know, helps me like learn new ways to better my craft and my ability to film and video edit. So yeah, looking back, Saginaw Valley, the senior day game, that game was very good. I got a lot of good clips. The score may have not been the same, but you know, I got a lot of good clips of the players scoring a goal. Did the same technique with the blacked out clip before, or after like a good goal. So I've been using that when I do video edit. Yeah, nothing really has changed. Women's the team is on their spring break trip, battling against the Carolina teams out there. So right now, they are 2-1, so they're bringing back a couple dubs, and then they head back out to the Midwest, and then Missouri for their last three games. or last three games, and then their last game is in at Orange County, California, in SoCal. So, yeah, I'll see you guys next week with a new episode for the FPOVA podcast. Thanks for listening in, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.